More than a million foreign students, the majority of them Asian, are enrolled in American schools. That's up 85% in just the last decade. And that means colleges and universities are doing things differently to accommodate this growing new population. Lots of things, not just international floors and undergrad dorms. From one of America's largest universities, Rob McCauley has this seasonally appropriate example.
The University of Illinois began recruiting students from China in 1909. Today, it has the largest Chinese population among American universities, a full 12% of its student body. But in all that time, Chinese students rarely got deeply involved with campus culture. So this fall, the U of I sought to integrate its Chinese community the same way it brings the rest of its student body together. Saturday afternoon football. In a radio booth 8 stories above the field where Red Grange and Dick Butkus became legends, an experiment is underway. They're offering football play-by-play in Mandarin. Mike Waddell, who's with the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, says it just makes sense.
A few years ago, DIA started to do a football 101 clinic, and a large number of the people who came to the event were Chinese.
Inspired by that turnout, Waddell fired off an email to a group of Chinese students seeking prospective sportscasters. Chosen for the job were Yekai Lu and Liaohan Hu, both juniors from Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan province. He is studying sports management, and he's on a mission to convert Chinese students to rabid football fans.
Here, students, they think they don't like football. After one game or two, they fall in love with it, and they ask me, hey, thank you for reaching out. This is a great experience. I hope you can reach out more people.
Liu is an agricultural finance major. He says while there's potential to attract a Chinese audience, the devil is in the details.
I wouldn't say they have no interest. They are not exposed to the game. Maybe just by listening to our broadcast, explaining the rules, there are great potential that they really like this.
Liu's assessment proved accurate, according to Shilin Sun, a Chinese student who listened to their broadcasts. He believes He and Liu might attract a Chinese audience because they're more animated than American sportscasters.
I think it's pretty similar to Mandarin broadcasts in China. I think it's very emotional. Yeah, because you have to be very passionate about a sport and then get the audiences engaged.
How passionate are they? Here's a typical touchdown call. Rough translation, blocked punt, recovery, and touchdown. All in all, their boss, Mike Waddell, says he's pleased with the response so far.
It was fun to go through the stands at the Kent State game and to be able to see our Chinese students listening to the game on the free stream via their smartphone. Why can't we be China's Big Ten team? Why can't we be China's football team?
For their part, the two Chinese announcers are enjoying the ride. They have just 2 more football games to broadcast in Mandarin. But they hope to move on to volleyball and basketball, and that'll be easier because people in China already understand those games. For NPR News, I'm Rob McCauley in Champaign-Urbana. We'll be right back.